investor base now should prove beneficial for the future offerings as well as the offering that was priced last Thursday. The $500 million of bonds had orders from more than 60 institutional investors, and the orders totaled nearly $1.9 billion. The term bond at the end, which is where most of the bonds lie, had orders from 55 investors, totaling nearly $1.1 billion. There were a variety of order sizes demonstrating the interest, as low as $500,000 orders placed by 6 investors and 9 investors who placed orders exceeding $50 million. These strong orders on pricing day allowed us to reduce the yields 1 to 12 basis points within that pricing day, including a 5 basis point reduction in that term bond at the end where most of the deal lies. The marketing efforts resulted in an expanded investor base, an expansion of the number of investors who have approved the tollways credit, and an expansion of the number of investors who own tollway bonds who will be, you know, following the tollways credit going forward, and will facilitate strong investor participation on our future bond issues as well, which should prove beneficial. Are there any questions about the results?
Yeah, I just would love to hear in layman's terms what the implications are between the 5% and the 6%, the 5% we got and the 6% that we built into the program.
Well, 1% on this size of a bond issue would be $500,000 annually, which would total to 11 million dollars nominally over the life of the bond issue.
So in other words, when we were calculating how much it would cost us to do this program, we plugged in the 6% number, and now what we've got is something that is 5%, which effectively saves us that differential.
It saves us that differential, but also because the 5% rate is greater than the yield, we also generated a premium on these bonds. So we have sold $500 million of bonds, but that is going to generate $562 million of proceeds. So we have the savings we spoke of in terms of the difference between the 6% and 5% interest rates, but also we've generated an additional $62 million from this issuance. So in both regards, we've come out well versus our conservative projections. It's nice to lock that in for this first issuance.
So I just want to make sure that we all understand the implications of this. This is a very good thing for us to be able to, right now, know that we're going to capture those savings. And then, I guess, the other question, you mentioned that people, that we had greater demand for the bonds in this sale than we had expected, or certainly than we had to be able to offer, and that will mean more in the future. I'm just curious, do you think that kind of demand will hold up? If we're selling pretty quickly after this sale, we've got some others coming. Just, you know, what's the history of that, and how does that usually work?
It will definitely hold up. There's a major time and effort involved in an institutional investor getting a credit approved, and they're
meaning within their own organization.
Right. And so to the extent we may come with refunding bonds 1 to 2 months from now, which is a possibility given where the market is, that will all be fresh and ready to be used and applied towards that bond sale as well.
Did I hear correctly there were 2 investors who were able to say that they would buy the whole sale, the 500?
That I would have to check on that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That may be true.
I guess I would comment. I hadn't expected this. Wasn't sure what to expect when we went out there. But I think the people that we presented to were all trying to figure out how to make their best case inside their own companies to be able to get permission to bid on these bonds. So the reason they were vetting us so hard was because they were even have to go to the next level of their company to be vetted as well. So I think it's important that what you're saying is now that that seems to have given them clearance as we go forward, assuming that nothing catastrophic happens in the bond market. I mean, that was the other thing I think that we were told out there, that we were at a very good period in the bond market right now. But they literally said, we'll check tomorrow morning when we start pricing to see if anything has happened that will change that. I don't think anybody thought that it would, but that would be sort of the one caveat, right?
That's correct.
Are there other questions or comments from people on this?
Okay.
Thank you all very much. A lot of really hard work, and it paid off. It's great.
Thank you. Thanks again. We're sorry that Mike Kelch couldn't be with us today because he did an excellent job as well. So you all did a great job. Now, the second presentation I'd like to introduce is something that if you attended the Finance Committee, you saw, but we thought it was important enough to bring it to the full board as well. And that's the presentation on our small business initiative. Gustavo is going to go over the details of a proposal that we have to create a small business initiative or small business program here at the Tollway. We're very excited about it. We started talking about it with you last year, you know, as one of the recommendations on what we could do to fulfill the charge that you all have given us, and obviously that Governor Quinn has been advancing, which is to, you know, spread work around and make sure that as many companies as possible have an opportunity to participate in any public or state work, but of course particularly the Tollways Move Illinois program. So our new small business initiative is going to be race and gender neutral, consistent with the agency's goal to ensure that businesses of all sizes have an opportunity to participate in our program. And I know that Gustavo worked very closely with engineering, and legal was also very involved in this. Again, of course, Mike Stone, he's involved in everything. So really a group effort here, and they did, I think, a great job in putting together something that we'll obviously be watching, if approved, we'll be watching very closely over the coming years to see the outcomes of, but we're very positive about it at this point. So Gustavo, if you'd like to just step up and go over the slides, and I think we can do this fairly informally, so if there are any questions, I'm sure you can be interrupted, right? Just ask them at the time of the slide.
And I thank you for that introduction, Christy. It really frames the issue extremely well and allows me to make my presentation in a very efficient manner. So today, we're recommending board approval of
It is with all sincerity. The new Talk with Small Business Initiative. The initiative is part of our agency's ongoing efforts to ensure that small businesses have an opportunity to participate in the Move Illinois program. It's our goal to put small businesses in a position to grow and succeed as prime contractors. By becoming prime, we're helping create not only a growth pipeline, but also we're helping create a more competitive bidding environment. Thus, we believe this is a win-win proposition for the industry and the tollway. This new initiative includes a two-part approach, both race and gender neutral. First, the engineering department and diversity will work together to identify construction contracts that will be set aside specifically for small business prime contractors. Second, the initiative will establish a process for setting small business goals and construction contracts. We'll get into more detail on this in a couple of minutes. To qualify for participation in the Small Business Initiative, we are proposing the following requirement for businesses. This initiative will target businesses with annual gross revenues of $10 million or less. Generally, firms will be required to be on IDOT's list of pre-qualified bidders. However, there may be some instances where this will be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. Finally, all firms will be required to be registered with the state's Small Business Set-Aside program. This registration will enable us to confirm the size of the business as well as confirm that the firm is not an affiliate company of a large established contractor. This will help ensure that we are truly targeting small contractors. Registration in the state's Small Business Set-Aside program is coordinated through the state Chief Procurement Office. It is a relatively simple registration process that can be completed within 1 or 2 weeks. It is worth mentioning that we will continue collaborating with the CPO's office to ensure smooth integration of our initiative.
May I ask a question about that?
Sure, absolutely.
Are the small business companies that are pre-qualified by IDOT automatically then sent through the Chief Procurement Officer program?
No. It's a separate requirement. We'll have to continue through our outreach efforts ensure that these firms, to the extent that they want to participate in the program, be registered with the small set-aside program. So these are two different parts of the program.
Well, the pre-qualifications from IDOT are technical, correct?
They're technical and they're required to be able to be as a prime contractor on tollway projects, okay, regardless of the size of the project.
And then to participate, IDOT has a small business program as well?
They have a small business set-aside program, yes.
So to participate in theirs, they have to be processed through the Chief Procurement Officer process as well?
Exactly.
So some of them who participated in IDOT will have already been through that process and vice
with
versa?
A different Chief Procurement Officer.
Right.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. So they go through ours and theirs.
Okay. We have separate.
Do you think we can create reciprocity?
I'm certainly hopeful that our CPO will.
Good.
Okay. Expedite anything that has been reviewed by IDOT.
Good. Okay. Sorry to interrupt.
No problem. The first part of the small business initiative that I outlined was our plan to identify contracts that will be set aside specifically for firms that meet the initiative's criteria. The initiative will build on the tollway's current efforts to increase opportunities for small businesses to participate on tollway projects as prime contractors. The tollway already has been working to unbundle large contracts into smaller jobs, as well as actively defining small contract opportunities in amounts of $5 million or less. In 2012, 14 unbundled contracts were awarded, and 15 contracts under $5 million have been awarded as of March 2013. For the Small Business Initiative, we will select construction contracts generally with values of approximately $1 million, to be identified and awarded specifically to small businesses. We believe this range will provide the best opportunity for small firms to bid and successfully deliver our projects.
Question, sorry.
Yes.
Of the contract value is going to be less than $1 million. How much have we set aside, or did you say that you set aside $10 million, $50 million for this initiative?
No, we have not identified a set of dollars to be set aside for the project. We will be working very closely with the engineering department and identifying those opportunities on a project by project basis. So as we come up with the different projects under Move Illinois, we'll go through each of those projects and determine whether that project is appropriate for either a set aside or a small business goal. So it will be defined on a project by project basis. But we have not said $50 million worth of contracts under Move Illinois will be specifically for small business related initiatives.
Okay, no defined budget then?
No defined budget.
Okay.
The engineering and diversity departments will work together to identify these contracts moving forward. The second part of this new initiative will establish small business goals for select construction contracts on an ongoing basis, just as it currently does for these advantaged business enterprises, which includes certified minority and women-owned businesses. We will set small business goals on a project-by-project basis. There will be no value limit on the contract that we will consider for small business goals. So how do we envision that this will roll out? As I previously mentioned, engineering and diversity will be working closely to review all upcoming construction contracts set to advertise for bids to decide what's our best approach on each of these contracts. We will decide for each contract if it will be set aside as a small business contract, or if we will apply the standard DBE goals approach, or if a small business goals only is a more appropriate, or yet if a combination of both DBE and small business goals will be the right approach. However, in the case of bids with the two requirements,
firms will not be counted for both small business and the DVE goals. As mentioned, we will begin letting contracts in May that include small business set-aside contracts and include the new small business goals. In addition, we will launch a coordinated outreach program to promote the small business initiative and assist firms that want to participate. We believe that this new initiative will provide a great boost for small firms looking for a chance to grow and succeed in the construction. I thank you for your time and attention and open it for further questions.
I guess I just want to underscore, because I was asked this at the meeting that I was at earlier this week, that it won't be a double count.
It will not be a double count.
When we see the reports on each contract, there will be one part which will say these are the DBEs, and then another part will say these are the small businesses, and those will be different companies, a different part of the system.
That's exactly correct.
People were concerned about that.
And there won't necessarily be both small business DBE goals on every contract. Some will be both, some will be one, some will be the other. So, you know, that's something that we can expect, can expect as well.
That's a good clarification.
Okay.
Anything else? Thank you very much
for
the presentation and all the hard work that went into getting to the point where we can present.
Thank you so much to Paul, his staff, also to David Goldberg, who both of them and their staff have been incredibly helpful in this process. Also, it would be remiss for me not to mention the communications department, who's all along been helping us ensure that we also be able to communicate the proper message for these programs. Thank you.
Thank you. We can turn then to the consent agenda. I just remind people who are unfamiliar with this process, while we seem to fly through it, all of these things have been vetted through the committee, with the exception of this number 7 in engineering, which we'll pause and talk about now. So should we start with finance? Do you want to present to me?
Yeah.
Why don't we just go ahead? The first one is a refusal from Director Reddick, the renewal of the liability insurance. So we'll vote on that one separately. May I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? And we have the one refusal. Then let's take number 2, which is the bond purchase, the standby bond purchase. Does anybody have any questions on that one? Okay, may I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? No recusals. Then we can do procurement. I believe that all of the procurements are both of all 3 of these procurements, there are no recusals, so we can take all 3 of these together. May I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, and no refusals. And then under engineering, we can do 1 and 2, and then there's a refusal under 3 for Director Darcy. Can I hear a motion on 1 and 2, please?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Any abstentions? No recusals. Then let's take number 3 separately. Any questions on this one? May I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
In opposition? Any abstentions? There's a recusal with Director Darcy. And then I believe we can take 4, 5, and 6 before we do 7 as a regular presentation. So may I hear a motion on 4, 5, and 6?
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, thank you. Those are approved. Let's go to 7 then.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Item 7 is a request to approve a 3-year intergovernmental agreement with the University of Illinois to provide research and development of the life cycle assessment tools for design, construction, and use of tollway pavements and related drainage. The research and development of this tool is going to allow us to quantitatively measure the sustainability aspects of the work that we do. And it's going to do it for the whole life cycle of our system. So it's going to go through the planning phase all the way through how we use our roadways at the end of its life. This type of research and tool is available in Europe. It's not used widely by any larger agencies yet in the United States, but obviously that shift is changing right now. This tool, or this research and tool, will help us evaluate energy and raw material consumption, emissions, and other waste related to our system's life cycle. As I mentioned at the FAO committee, I informed the board that the upper limit was going to be 1.2 million. The actual business, the correct number is $1,274,837. We will be the sole owner of this product at the end once it's completed. It is going to require work over a three-year period, but we are going to get some beneficial uses out of it much earlier than then. We will actually be able to measure some of our work that we've done previously and start to apply it to our I-90 work that's going on this year and have some results available in 2014. I did commit to give the board an annual update on this, on our progress. And we do have the option also to seek partnerships with other agencies to see if they want to participate and share in the cost of this. So this $1,274,837 amount is the absolute upper limit, and you know, we hope to do better than that.
Are there any questions on this? I had asked about the ownership, and I assume then if other people participate in the cost, then there will be some relationship with them about ownership.
We've worked with the University of Illinois Chair to make sure that the output coming to the tollway as a result of this analysis and algorithmic studying they're going to be doing will certainly be the tollways and the tollways alone. It will be a tool that the University of Illinois could use again for other clients depending on what inputs they bring to the University Center to do work for them.
Okay, but so it's not the toll, it's not the tool itself, it's the output of the tool that's our property.
And the ability to use what mechanisms are set up within the tool for the tollway to do it again and again based on future projects.
Okay, I thought this was going to be a moneymaker for we're going to be able to talk to other agencies.
It is going to guide us, though, so that we can make the best decisions on how we do our work. And I do anticipate we will be saving a lot of money on our...
But again, we're going to be looking for partners for the second and third year.
Yes, and then one other thing was that there are really five aspects that are evaluated. It's pavements, pavements, bridges, lighting, landscaping, and drainage. So we're really going to get the... U of I to help us on the pavement and the drainage aspects. They have a lot of expertise in that area. The three other elements, we're going to look to partner with others to help us develop the, you know, the research and tools for those, the lighting and the landscaping and the structures.
The reason I think you said we're with the University of Illinois is because they're best suited, because they have a transportation center there.
That's correct, and they have done a lot of materials research, pavement materials research for us already. We did look for others who could do this. It is something, you know, that people are gaining experience in right now. The other agency that we thought could do it for us and is at the same level is California, Berkeley.
You got to use a hometown team.
Yes.
I think at the committee meeting you gave the example, just to explain it to those who are unfamiliar with this, that this would sort of test the question of, is it more sustainable and less expensive to ship reused materials from out of state, for example, in, than it is to use virgin materials here. So it's sort of trying to figure out what are the trade-offs of the various decisions that one has to make about how to be sustainable. I think I gave Christy the example. My husband's law firm, they spent a long time studying whether it was better for the environment and less expensive to use styrofoam cups for their coffee or mugs and wash them in the dishwasher. And because there was just a lot of controversy about what was the best thing to do, and I gathered that this is sort of the same idea. When you weigh all of the questions about the expense, the environment, and the implications, what's the right decision? So that'd be, we're making slightly bigger decisions than mugs and styrofoam cups, so it'd be good to feel we have a good grounding in that.
And we do think, and I think the last number I saw, so there may be an update, is that, you know, our sustainability efforts and efforts to use recycled materials and recycle what came off of our roadways in the congestion relief program saved us something like $50 million. That was several years ago, frankly. So there may even be an updated number there. So it does have a bottom line impact ultimately, but this will, you know, quantify some of those other costs that go into making the decision, as well as obviously the environmental impact. So I think it will be a good thing, and it will be a good thing when we have partners too who can help us recognize the importance of this effort.
You said the key word for engineering is the quantitative aspect of it. It really appeals to us. I think we want to be able to prove, you know, how we're doing things and make sure we're demonstrating that we are doing everything to be the cleanest and greenest.
Good, and we want you to. Okay, this is one where Director Reddick is also recusing himself. Any further questions or comments? May I hear a motion?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Any abstentions? Okay. And there's an refusal. And then Resolution 8 is the Small Business Initiative. Any questions on that? May I hear a motion?
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? And no refusals. Legal, we have two items. And I see no refusals on these. Are there any questions on these? We will take them together. May I hear a motion for items 1 and 2, please?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Any abstentions? Any refusals? Okay, thank you. That concludes the consent agenda. Is there any unfinished business? Any new business? We are going to have an executive session. I need the magic words.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
We would recommend a motion to proceed to executive session pursuant to certain exceptions in the Illinois Open Meetings Act, and specifically Section 2C1 to discuss both personnel matters at the tollway and the selection of legal counsel for the tollway.
May I hear a motion for that?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Do you want to take a break? We need to take a break? Okay, we need 15 minutes, please. Let's mill around after 10 minutes and see. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay.